here's the most important way to look about deliberate conjuring or dreaming or scripting mm-hmm. or playing the wouldn't it be nice if game. All of those processes, in fact, every process that we've ever offered is to soothe resistance, because the creation, in other words, when you're doing that dreaming, you're not making it happen with your dream. You're letting what has already happened happen with your dream. Can you feel the difference? In other words, life caused you to put it in your vibrational reality, and so it's already amassed. Let us start in another place. Everything that anyone lives was vibrational first. Mm-hmm. And so the vibrational reality that is amassing, it is all, you've already put all of the components there. It's already done. And so when you offer a process like a focus wheel, or when you do some scripting, or when you rampage appreciation, or when you make a list of positive aspects, that exercise isn't doing the creating. That exercise is putting you in a place that allows you in the vortex where what is already created is, so that you have full view of it, so that you can now see what's in there. In other words, when you get in the vortex and you hang around in there pretty consistently, and sure, you pop out every now and again, but you care about being in, so you're consistently in there. The way the universe delivers to you rendezvous and circumstances and events, things that Jerry and Esther say to one another several times every day, there is no possible way that we could have made that happen through our action. In other words, you just can't. You don't have the scope or the range or the details or the influence on a personal action basis to make these things happen. But when you get into the vortex, now law of attraction is making it happen, and because of your alignment with source and with all that you've created, it's right there, so it's just obvious and logical, so that your day is so full of wonderful things. It's like the difference between, let's say that you're looking for some employment, and so you decide that you will search the want ads, and so you search them and you read them all and you get more papers and you try to find them and you circle a lot of them, and then you realize that you're not qualified for the ones in the pay range that you want, and so then you decide that you should go back to school, and then you try to decide what school it is, and then you try to figure out how to get into school, and then you realize that it costs money to go to school, so now you've got to get a job, or you've got to rob a bank or something, you've got to get some money somehow so that you can go to school. And so you manage all of that, and then you finally get the education, and then you start applying for the jobs, and then you finally get the job that you want, and then you're sitting there, and now you're trying to get them to pay you as much as you're worth, and we say, kill me now. In other words, just way, 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 way more, so much action and so much trying and so much manipulating and so much trying to make it happen, where if you're dreaming and allowing, in other words, when you're in the vortex, the universe will yield to you what you want in terms of money and what you want in terms of the way you want to spend your time. In other words, you can leave out all of that other stuff that you were using as your excuse to justify the well-being that was to come to you. You don't need any excuse to justify the well-being that comes to you. But there are a whole lot of people that will not let well-being come to them unless they have justified it through some action that large numbers of people also agree with. In other words, there are people that believe that you must have a college degree in order to have a good income. And there are people who believe that you must not only have a college degree or several of them to have a good income, but you must be able to justify what comes to you in all kinds of ways. And we say, have you seen the financial diversity of the people of your world? There are people earning amounts of money that there is no possible way for you to justify that earning with the hours in a day that they live. There's something way bigger than that going on. And the stream of abundance is unlimited. The stream of creation is unlimited, you see. And so people create their own avenues of limitation. And then they feel all indecisive because they want to know which avenue of behavior that they should follow in order to get which result, when you could just cut through all of that and just get happy, and the universe would say, hey, when you were two, I noticed you wanted this, so here it is. And hey, yesterday I noticed you wanted this, and so here it is. And 5 minutes ago I heard you say you wanted this, and so here it is. And the other day I heard you say you were overwhelmed, so we've slowed things down a little bit. And the other day I heard you say you wished you had more time to savor, so here it is. In other words, the universe is